Greetings, Nigel Ogden here with another 40 minutes of pipe and electronic organ mixture, which I sincerely trust you will find to your liking. And in response to a number of requests, today's personality profile takes a look at the life and work of Stanley Tudor, one of the most famous of all broadcasting organists during the heyday of the theatre organ. Shades of Latin America first, as David Shepherd opens the show for us on the Gunton Hall Compton in Lowestoft with Vic Hammett's Sambalina. David Shepherd at the organ of Gunton Hall in Lowestoft. And from Sambalina to the big band sounds of Glenn Miller, featuring the very contrasting sounds of Steve Watts on Hohner D98 Electronic. Thank you. Steve Watts playing Little Brown Jug and Moonlight Serenade on Hohner D98. A complete change of style and rhythm now as we welcome Michael Brent to the programme, playing Kimball M300. Michael has led a very full and varied life in the music world, including several nationwide tours as an accompanist and musical director, appearing with such people as Frankie Vaughan, Bruce Forsyth and Victor Borger. His demonstrations on Kimball organs are always very well received, as I'm sure you'll appreciate when you hear this medley of continental waltz tunes.
Thank you.
Vienna, City of My Dreams, Under Paris Skies, and Tulips from Amsterdam, arranged for and played on the Kemble M300 electronic by Michael Brent. Amongst all the theatre organs and organists which existed in the British Isles, there were certain instruments and players which went together like bread and butter. And whenever radio listeners heard this signature tune, they knew it could only mean one thing. Singing in the Rain, introducing Stanley Tudor at the organ of the Gaumont Manchester. A rather tongue-in-cheek choice of signature tune on account of Manchester's reputation for an overabundance of inclement weather. Stan Tudor was born in the potteries town of Hanley in 1910, and when he left school at the age of 14, he immediately became pianist at the local Capitol Cinema. After a couple of years at the Capitol, he became organist of the Hippodrome at Stoke-on-Trent, until he was invited to join Gaumont British in 1931. This meant a move to London, and Stan toured a number of the city's cinemas before becoming resident organist at the Gaumont Hammersmith in March 1932. On the 21st of October 1935 came one of the greatest highlights of Stanley Tudor's life, when he opened the beautiful four-manual 14-rank Wurlitzer in the Gaumont Manchester, which also heralded the start of his long broadcasting career. During pre-war years, Stan Tudor was often heard on various North Region programmes playing both piano and organ, and he was also the first organist to give a North Regional Sunday broadcast and was allowed to announce his own programme. Well, during the war, Stan was in the RAF and was kept extremely busy with music making in all sorts of different ways, arranging, teaching, performing, and accompanying some BBC hymn-singing programmes. After he was demobbed, Stan Tudor returned to the Gaumont Manchester, but with the reduction in the number of organists employed by rank, he often found himself appearing at other theatres on the circuit. Eventually, the cuts became more severe, and in 1953, Stan's 18-year association with the Gaumont came to an end. His broadcast continued from the BBC Theatre Organ in London, from where we hear him now, with a change of signature tune and a novelty piece, Goofy Dame. Thank you. Stanley Tudor at the BBC Moller. After various appointments on electronic organs in the mid-50s at Derby, Manchester and the Isle of Man, Stan returned to the Gaumont in 1959 to play each evening during the long run of South Pacific, and he also resumed broadcasting from the organ on which he'd made his name. During the 60s, his health deteriorated, and this sadly affected his playing, as was rather obvious from his last broadcast in May 1968. He died on August the 9th, 1972, but the combination of Stanley Tudor at the organ of the Gaumont Manchester will live on in the memories of many theatre organ enthusiasts. Family Joke, played by Stanley Tudor at the organ of the Gaumont Manchester. Well, let's relax for a couple of minutes now to the music of David Graham. For a couple of years, David's been a member of the Blackpool team of organists, playing mainly electronics in various parts of the Tower and Winter Gardens. He certainly has an uncomplicated, easy-listening style, and tonight he joins us on Technics U90 by a waterfall. David Graham and the Technics U90 Electronic by a waterfall. Well, at the beginning of the programme, we heard from the Hohner D98 in the very capable hands of Steve Watts. Well, here's his partner in crime from the other side of the LP, Dave Templing, on the same organ, Can't Take My Eyes Off You. The Hohner D98 with Dave Templing at the controls. Can't take my eyes off you. Well, just before I give you this week's information from the concert diary, here's a bit of optimism from Rhythian Davis, particularly considering the time of year. Rhythian Davis on the sunny side of the street with the Technics E33. Well, on to this week's concert information, and tomorrow evening at 7:30, a very special concert will be taking place at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool to celebrate the 80th birthday of Reginald Dixon. The first part of the evening will be in the form of a concert featuring Phil Kelsall, Peter Jebson and George Blackmore at the Wurlitzer. And then from 9 o'clock through till whenever, various members of the Tower team will be providing music for dancing. Sounds like a splendid night out, particularly as the whole thing will be introduced by our very own Mr. Peter Pilbeam. By the way, Reg has asked us to make it quite clear that, contrary to a number of rumours which have been started, he will not be making a personal appearance at the concert, much as he would love to do so. Wintry November evenings are not the best times to venture out if you've got a bad chest. Well, I only know of two other concerts taking place this weekend, and they're both on Sunday at 3 p.m, with Charles Horrocks at the Abbey Hall, Abingdon, and Phil Kelsall at the Majestic Theatre, Cradley Heath, in Birmingham. And to take us up to time this evening, a visit to the Top Rank Club at Edmonton, where Simon Gledhill is poised at the console of the renowned Christie organ to take us on a tour of his private zoo. Teddy Bear's Picnic, The Pink Panther and Hot Dog. Simon Gledhill's furry friends helping to bring this week's show to a close. Now, if you live in or are around the Blackpool area tomorrow evening, don't forget the special Reginald Dixon 80th birthday gala concert at the Tower Ballroom at 7:30 with Phil Kelsall, Peter Jebson and George Blackmore at the Wurlitzer. If you can't actually get there, don't worry, because we'll be bringing you recorded highlights in a future edition of the programme. In the meantime, I hope you'll be back with me at 9:15 next Friday. But for now, from producer Peter Pilbeam and me, Nigel Ogden, thanks for listening and see you next week.